Not everyone in West has been able to return home and put on their Sunday best before heading to church. But that didn't stop Joanne Wolf.
This is our church, my husband and I. This is our church. This is our salvation. Our house is destroyed, and we'll have to have it totally we don't know what we're going to do. We don't know what we're going to do.
Wolf is standing in the hallway of St. Mary's Catholic Church, which wasn't damaged. She's wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Wolf was about 200 yards from the fertilizer plant, sitting in her car, waiting for her son and his wife to get out of their home when she heard the explosion.
The frame of the glass was falling on me. What saved us? The airbags went off. We were sitting, but both the airbags went off. And you know, I'm so stupid, I didn't even know what this white thing was. I remember seeing that white thing. I'm going, because you don't know what's going on.
Wolf displays the bruises on her arm where the glass came crashing down. Much of the area affected by the blast is still blocked off, including the building where the First Baptist Church of West usually holds services. So instead, hundreds of people gathered in a large hayfield, sitting in white folding chairs next to boxes of donated Kleenex. First Baptist Pastor John Crowder says he started thinking about what he was going to preach after the tragedy in Boston.
Not even knowing how that message was going to be applied so personally.
The pastor's family still hasn't been able to return home, but they've heard it's pretty much gone. Standing on the flatbed of an 18-wheeler, Crowder asks everyone to turn to Psalm 46.
God is our refuge and strength.
Kaylin Strife has been coming to services at First Baptist since she was in elementary school.
Today is just about being together and supporting each other. Today is about praising God that we have what we have and that we didn't lose what we could have lost.
She says today is no easier than last Thursday or Friday, but that Sunday in West is special.
Without our faith and without church and without that community and that worship, then we would fall apart.
Officials are still working on a timeline of exactly what happened Wednesday night. They have found the center of the explosion, but don't know what caused it. In the meantime, Union Pacific has begun repairing the railroad tracks, so at least the familiar sound of a train passing by will return to the town of West. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.